finish the Mishnah Berurah. When something tops on the test, we're in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Chabra said that it's also to say on any behemoth, buses at the Pesach, because that could be misunderstood by people that you're saying you're being marked to shit as a korban, mm-hmm. and then it looks like you're eating kachim bachutz. Let's pick up Mishnah Berurah, which is cut base again. Ashu behemoth, I know a feel who cotton. Even if the animal is a young behemoth, gam enugadiv tzulah, it's not the species which would be right to be a carbon pesach, which is either a young goat or a young sheep. Lachazir the pesach, not right to be a carbon pesach. Gam ken aser. People will say that's aser. People will say that you designated it not that each stops to be the korban, it'll be the value of the korban, and you'll sell it and use the money to buy a korban. Okay, again, so that means now this has a chumrah of hektish to it. You can't use it for something else. So the Sharatin, so maybe you're quite it. So here's an interesting halacha. If I take a korban and I'm makdish it, if I take a table and I'm makdish it, so this table should be for an arla. What do I mean? You know, can't bring a table as an arla. It means that the value of the tables is kaddish for kedushas arla, which means I sell the table. I'm part of the value of the table, and I use that money to buy korban arla. The kedusha goes from the table onto the money. If I'm makdish a behema, let's start with the behemoth, which is roi to be a korban. So I'm right, makdish a behemoth, which is a sheep. And I say it should be for an arla. It should be the value of it should be for an arla. So I don't want to use it itself as the arla. I want to use its value. So the halacha is, if the animal is a tamim, it becomes a korban arla, whether you like it or not. I can't just leave it as its value is for an arla. First, it's makdish tamimim, lebedek abayis, they become kadosh kedushas aguf. Now over here, I was makdish this animal, which is an animal. It's not going to be a pesach. I said it should be for a pesach. So I say its value should be for a pesach. Can you be paid and take the value and use it for a carbon pesach? You have a problem because since itself is going to be a korban, and you wanted to put a kedushas domim to get a kedushas aguf on it. Eventually, that should be the item. So it gets a kedushas aguf, and you can't be paid until it gets a mum.
That's not considered like an elevation, in fact, Korban Pesach versus another?
No. If anything, Korban Pesach is one of the more less Kaddish Korban Korbanos. So you can't be pointed until it gets a mum. So people will say, they see the guy eating it, they didn't notice any mum. They'll say the guy's eating so much Kaddish, but who's? Well, Kain lo yomer lechaber tzeli zara lepesach. Don't tell me, I need to make the roast the zroya to use for Pesach. Mm-hmm. Now, because that would sound like I'm designating this part of the animal again to be used for Korban Pesach. Okay, you name also makaber mashal dadavka behema shumin a korban gavim its bath. It's only by an animal. V'yesh pesach shemachirim gavken al oifes adogim anything alive. The efshar shekdisha l'dmei midomer for the pesach. Maybe he means the value of them, even though they themselves cannot be a korban. Okay. That we only worried by animals. So I'm buying some chickens. Le Pesach, according to this, we'd be mach. So I'm going out to buy some chickens for Pesach. He says you should be machmer. Because of Rinnim, the Mashanagim Larmer Belosh and Askin, the Bosses at Al Pesach, Phil Armor came big D, Utsalel, like a Kapeda, the Misa Shakti Shabbat, the Larmer Bosses at Lip Pesach. So the difference between Al and Lip. Okay. So but you shouldn't say Bosses at Pesach Gimel, but what didn't show us a lot of Larmer Halech Mos, Halolo, Kanely Bohem Bosses at Pesach. Here is this money to go buy. For me, meat le Pesach. Imam, can the boss al Pesach mutar chenap? So what should he say? He should say, "Was is that liyamtiv?" The alal hanukkah shakana or kishem meleach. When you're buying it, I'm buying this for yamtiv. Meleach is I'm processing this to use for yamtiv. Okay. Now then, the mechaber really says that. However, when it comes to wheat, I want to say this wheat is for Pesach, so that's okay. Why? Why is wheat different? Said because since wheat needs shmira because of this of chametz, so I'm basically saying that I'm doing this in order to prevent it. I'm telling you what it's for. This is wheat for Pesach, so you should understand. You have to be shomer. So over there, the kavanah of the Pesach is not, we're not worried about people misinterpreting it. Then in the middle, the Ramah brought a different issue. If I take a, but it's totally, I can't roast a sheep to use for meat on Pesach if it's whole. Per sholem, hey. Let's learn, you can't roast it whole. Which is with the roish and with the kroy of all kibbutz. Bear Pesach, you can't do this on Erev Pesach. We don't allow you to do it. We don't allow you the night of Pesach because those are two times which there would be, you would roast a korban Pesach either on Erev Pesach or the night of Pesach. And this looks like it's being roasted the way you roast the Pesach. Now the Kamam Siman Tavayim Rav Mavur the Yisrael Achilosay talks about a new issue. We're not going to eat. Roast, that's a different, we'll talk about it later on. I feel slow coming up, can we cut him? That's so many, you roasted it a few days before and put it in the fridge. That's a separate issue. We're eating roasted meat on Pesach, the night of Pesach. We can't bear, now we're explaining, Shagam Asioso, Bisman Pesach, also. So there's a problem of roasting, there's a problem of eating roasted. So they don't talk about eating, we're talking about the act of roasting, if it's done in a way which looks like the current Pesach was done. The whole animal together, which is the way they tell they roasted the korban Pesach. So that's also also to do. Avot lor merchitim elu the Pesach. We came in l'domi klal the kosher. Lor minish and mekdishin the mocher and liktus the meim in Pesach. Since it's not mamish in any way like korbanos. So maybe he meant for the money, like we said before, by the chickens. No, he means I'm going to maintain these with the care that they need to not have a chametz problem and be able to use them on Pesach. Okay, tough ayin.
What was the last thing you were talking about? Wheat from that?
Yeah, you can say chitim elu l'pesach. Misanan be'er Pesach. The minhag is that Bukharim fast in Erev Pesach, that they were saved from the Makkah of Bukharis, whether he's a Bukhar from the father or from the mother. V'yesh mishayimur, shefilu nekeba Bukharim misana v'ena minhagin. Some say even a female firstborn would fast, but that's not the minhag. Aleph. Habacharis misana, the nation, nitzalu mimachas bacharis. They were saved from machas bacharis, so they were nice, they fast. Shemachas bacharis, so you said, Bakulam, whether a person was a child, was a bachar from the father or the mother, the machas bacharis would affect them. Kinesi bimirish. The mokam of God, labayas, let's shikul the hannas, af shapishi, kamehem, how you said, namach. Because they'll say in a house where there was no bachar, there was no male firstborn. So the oldest child would die instead. So it comes out nowadays that the Golubayis also was theoretically in danger. No, the Midrash doesn't do that. So in other words, this is the Midrash. The Midrash was specifically made for Bechurim. Specifically, wasn't made for the because the what's explicit in the Torah was Bechurim. The boy Archon of Fallen, Sarah Klisanos, the Habib Bukhar Lanachu. He was born that child was not a viable child, the child was a navel. So that next child which is born has a din of he's the firstborn regards to the lochas of inheritance.
Boacher, what acher, falling?
Yeah.
Sounds like it said haboacher b'chorim.
So he's a ksid b'chor l'nachal. And so he has a shame b'chor, so he has to fast.
Not a viable child, since it's in lived 30 days.
So. Let's say either it was a stillborn or it was born and died right afterwards.
Not a b'chor l'kohen.
See, even though this child, this next child, is not a peter rechem, because there was another child which is what was born before him. But since he's b'chor l'nachalo, he has a shame b'chor, so therefore he has to fast. Which means it was stillborn or died immediately. But if a child was born after the first born had been a full term baby. Even though it died within the first 30 days, so it's very possible that really it was a viable child, and something struck it down afterwards. It wasn't that there was a lack of viability of the child originally. So, in Tzarkli Thomas, in that situation, the second child does not need to be fast. This applies also to Bechanim. Even though they have Mokhi opinion of Ben, Torah said opinion of Ben is told him Makas Becharis, but the Gabi in Mitzrayim, they were Becharim. So they fast. Philim Hoyo Rak Becharim Haim, and him said they ain't Becharim Lenachavo, the opinion. So they're not the firstborn in regards to the opinion because they're a Kayan or a lady. They're not the firstborn in regards to the Nachavo because they're from the mother, not from the father. Philim Hoyo Becharim Haim, it's called Becharim. It's a full tinus, which means you can't stop short. You have to go all the way till tzitzik hachava. You can go to the a more cooler than tzitzik hachava because it's a minig. It's not a dinderaisa. But you go till tzitz. That'd be tinus sibur. Near the chash b'roisha be'ena bein tzarchlis, a person that's not feeling well. So that's a p'tur from fasting. The bottom shatan is kosher loy, a person who finds fasting difficult. This person finds whenever he fasts, the post-fast meal has to be light food and small amounts.
Before, from the eighth, not the night before Erev Pesach.
What?
What were you saying before? From sunrise to Erev Pesach? Right.
And you said Seisuk HaChov.
Until Seisuk. The Chavim of the first night of Pesach?
Yeah. So by fasting, this person is jeopardizing, potentially jeopardizing his ability to do his mitzvahs, because he won't be able to eat matzah or dalakosis. So mutashlo disanus because she can't mitzvahs a lot like it's better he shouldn't fast and not jeopardize his key mitzvahs. Both scenarios. Person who's weak, is not feeling well, or a person who has this difficulty. So we're going to limit his achila to minute tagima. I'm not sure exactly what this is in a minute tagima. There's a sheet that was told to eat just small like appetizers, not real food. Then you're still called in a state of inui, because eating appetizer just makes you have more appetite. So that's like a key of tinus by doing that. If they fast, they say anenu, like any person says anenu when they fast. If they're fasting and the davening together, so where do you say anenu? So a bona fide tainus of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, so you say anenu is a separate bracha between the bracha of Goel Yisrael and the bracha of Refoenu. What about over here? There's 10 kohanim fasting.
10
bechorim fasting. Take this week. And one of them is dying for the helmet. So the loch is, Kishmar says, really, Yermar Anenu b'shamea tefilo kidin tanis yachin. He doesn't say it, Bein Goel and Refe. He says it, Shamea tefilo. But mekomakam chachilat tzayim shaliyah b'chor shleich tzibur because there's a b'chor mispalam yachad. If there's 10 fasting b'chorim together, it's better the b'chor should not be the bal tefila, not to get involved in this question. Ki yesh aymrim shein lochel nehaschar tadas b'tzibur b'chazoras tefila kibim shulchanish nisa. Some say it's better not to indicate the fact that you're fasting. In general, we don't fast during this, except for this scenario, so we don't want to publicize it. Some people have admitted that the came in the Bechara, Shemach's Bechara is a Gamalayan Kedisa of Medish, and applied the Machs Bechara's applied to the firstborn women. The Benjamin Kedisha Torah, Lenos, the Kedusha's Bechara's, and the Kedisha of the Shum Dover. So even though Mitzrayim, they might have been killed, but since they don't have a title of Bechara nowadays for any other purpose, we're not going to refer to them as Bechara and give them a Lacha fasting. Do you push it? You don't fast on Shabbos, so you push it back to Thursday, or you don't fast at all. I go, oh, yeah, Linda can start Rosh Hashanah because I do like this. So Rosh Hashanah, he puts it back to Thursday. Furthermore, the father himself is a Bechor, he has to fast for his own status of Bechor. Now they have a firstborn child. So the minhag is that the mother will fast, as long as the child is a katan and cannot fast himself, the mother will fast to cover the katan. When the katan becomes a gadol, so he will fast together with the father. V'meinu av Bechor, who misan about the noy ashito. In a case where the father is not a Bechor, so then the father would not normally fast, but now because he has a son as a Bechor, he fasts in place of the child until the child becomes an adult.
Why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah talk at all about the Siyum?
We'll get there.
Oh, we will.
Mishnah Berurah is a cut in hay. Erev Pesach B'Shabbos, Chal B'Erev Shabbos, Yisanu Bo Siyum. If Pesach is Friday night, so it means Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, you would fast on Erev Shabbos. So if Pesach falls out on Motzi Shabbos, so Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you don't fast on Shabbos, so you push it back to Yom Chamishi. Well, Erev Yom Shishi, you don't push it back to Friday. Because it's not the proper time, we'd rather push it back to Thursday. In general, we don't like entering Shabbos in a state of fasting. It's not cover for Shabbos. So in a case where Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos, this was the proper day to fast, so we're going to override that and say this is the minute of the fast, even though it's Erev Shabbos. In a case where Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, you're pushing back anyway. So why push back to Friday, which is not the preferred time, as a push back to Thursday already? Person finds it difficult to fast on the Yom Chamishi. Shem the Torah lifted a chometz b'layla. Tom Yeshua Harbe Chadorim lifted a commander restored the Lisa Fedim. You can't eat before you start the Bedika. And he fasted on Thursday. And now he has a long Bedika to do. So he's very hungry. A lot of rooms. So Yitzhak Ma'at Fedim Bedika. He's having a lot of lifted a commander restored the Lisa Fedim. So take a small amount to eat before you do the bedikah. We said bread up to a kebay is mutter. Up to and including a kebay is mutter, more than a kebay is osur. So it's one slice of bread, large ripe bread, basically. So you got to eat something. You know, your fruit, vegetables, etc. Or alternatively, he can make somebody else's shliach, and he can then sit down. Okay. Shannon Misanam Kalal. Some say in the case it falls out on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos, we don't push it back to Thursday. She said, why? Shatan is Shannon Laminig. Once it's pushed off, it's pushed off.
Some people say you don't firstborn do don't fast at all in a year when they're Pesach.
Correct.
That's what
he said. Right. That's the second. That's the issue. Remember, the Rambam says the minhag is that we do fast.
Thursday.
Okay. Now, in the case of the father is a bechor, so the mother covers for the child. In the case of the father is not a bechor, the father covers for the child. If he's not a bechor, then he's not allowed. So he's fasting, counts for himself. He's fast. He's a bechor. Shame, son, the mother fasts. Some say the mother does not need to fast. Tennis, where you say that the father is like fasting for both people. Magam she meets the heiress, yesh the hakel, case for typical for the woman. The father's a bechor, he's fasting anyway. So the mother can be meikel, and that's, which theoretically we have this halacha. If it's difficult for her, she gets sour from it, so she can be meikel. Obviously, if she's pregnant or manika, or she's nursing, which caused difficulty from the fasting. So even in a case where there's no husband, the husband's not alive anymore, whatever it is, there's nobody to cover for the child. She can be medical, not fast. There's no dinner with the mother fasting for the child. Period. Can you let us? Person just gave birth. She definitely should not be fasting for her child during the first 30 days. He started on one year. The first year to fast to cover her child, which she wasn't mechuyev to do because she's mitzvah, etc. So that once she's undertaken it to do that, she gets the dinner of an editor. So now comes this year, and she's muberis or whatever it is. So say, I'm sorry, you have to fast unless you're matir neder. So she has to be matir neder in order to be able to be matir neder, to be able to allow herself to eat. Achida. So the minhag is until the child grows up, becomes an adult. If the child's not even 30 days old, the child was born right before Pesach, he does not fast.
Who does not
fast? The father and the mother, one of the parents. Now, maybe the Bukhar could go to Siddur Mitzvah and eat over there and thereby break his fast legally. That's the Raman Hagam on that. Yesh Makam Shinogo Lahachmer. Some places are Machmer. Do not allow the Bukhar to partake of a Siddur Mitzvah. Afiza im Yerutz Alecho al Siddur Pinyan Aben. Person wants to go eat a Siddur Mitzvah, for example, Pinyan Ben or Bris Mila, Tzarech HaTorah. So if the Dominican over there is a Machmer, and he wants to allow himself to eat, he would have to be Matzah Neder. The Dominican should come in there because the Dominican gets the power of a status like a Neder. Levada, the only exception is a Mbaba, but something could be a Ben, Yechalim Lechol, Apli Ator. For them, it's a bona fide Yom Tzalehem. For them, it's a bona fide Yom Tzalehem. For the Moyal Sandak and the Via Ben. So it's Mamash Yelta, so they don't fast, obviously. Everybody else is just a guest, so that's not. V'yesh makarmes shenogu l'makarm l'haku v'lechem. So there's many places which are lenient to allow the b'chor to be mitzvah mitzvah. So, minig became now that we say even so much as there is a pigeon abandoned. This is the day, Mila. This is the day. You're not playing any game over here. See him out. Says, I just happened to finish today. I didn't realize it. You know, just came out. You know, obviously he didn't. So that's even less of a reason to say that should be mutter. But the mice are they're makel even to that extent. They didn't learn it. They just came to join the Siyam. Because the one who's been Messiah, for him, it definitely is a mitzvah. So they're joining his Siddhas mitzvah. Vaminig, therefore, Kishmiskabzon la Messiah, Kodim Shisayim. So we have them specifically hear the siyum. Theoretically, what he's saying like this, I have to join you for the Suda's mitzvah. Right? So even if I didn't hear the siyum at all, but if this is a Suda's mitzvah, and I'm joining you for a Suda's mitzvah, so I'm allowed to eat. But since there's an argument that maybe that's not so, because you didn't learn, it's not your yomtiv at all, because you didn't learn the Masechta, so the solution is to come in and hear the siyum, and hear part of it. So you are part of the learning of the Masechta, and then you can rightfully join in the celebration of finishing the Masechta. So that's what they do. They have them say part of the Masechta. They are mitzvah with him in the act of being Messiah, and then they eat the meal. Gimel, hisin is misana, but repesach l'shiyachu matzal t'yavim. We want the person who is a delicate person, and if he eats on Erev Pesach, he will not be able to eat the mitzvahs of the night with appetite. So he has responsibility to limit his intake and to fast on Erev Pesach to allow him to eat the mitzvah of the mitzvahs of the nighttime of the Pesach, etc., the matzah, with an appetite. That's a cover of the mitzvah. This is
not a bechor, right?
No.
Anyone.
Pirish ish mefunig is a person, is a delicate person. Shem yorechol b'yom ein toiv lechol b'layla. When he eats by day, he has no. He is not hungry at night then. Okay. But near the imbechal er pesach b'shabbos, pesach is motzoi Shabbos. So an Erev Pesach, you said, I shouldn't eat because I had a bit there, but like, so I should eat Suda Shabbos. No. And can I at least go to the garment Suda Shabbos of Shield said? A person should not forgo his Suda Shabbos for this purpose. Rakshi Zerbet, Lechumayat, let's say, they Suda's mitzvah levat. There is to eat as minimally as possible to fulfill the mitzvah eating on Shabbos, thereby allowing you to have room to eat on the following night. So the person knows that his constitution is delicate. He's going to respond with not being able to eat at night time or not eat at night time with an appetite. He should limit his intake. That really finds threat in the mitzvah of the oven. So whatever you need to do. So depending on each person, if he's madrega, that means I shouldn't have to sit down at Pesach in the afternoon and say I'm so starving and eat, you know, three potatoes and same thing. I mean, you're not keeping matzah teyovin. So it's just it goes even to the extent of a person fasting. We expect them to do that, to be able to do the matzah teyovin. Okay. Okay, that's. Let's hop around a little bit over here. Tough iron olive. So we did finish up some of the tests. Tough iron. About fasting, the meaning of the requirement to fast. Now, tough iron olive. Very Pesach, Achashah series, Osulecho Pas. Olive. Osulecho Pas, Mishra series, Sulamalo. Starting the beginning of the 10th hour means three quarters of the day has been completed. The last quarter is upon us. The person should not eat bread. Kadesh Yechol Matzah L'Tiyovin, in order to be able to eat Matzah L'Tiyovin. Now, let's explain what bread means. Okay, we'll talk about it later on. I will oichel mat peiris, a yirak, as a person can eat some vegetables or some fruits. I will lo yamale treisim yam, but he shouldn't fill up on those things either. Imu istinish shafilo oichel mat masik lo bechilas. A colosser, if a person is a delicate person, even a little bit is going to take away your appetite, will damage your appetite, so then you can't eat anything, like we just said. A little bit of wine you shouldn't drink either, because the nature of a little bit of wine is it makes you feel full. But more is already permitted. More makes you more interested in eating. It acts as an appetizer. A little bit acts as a discourages eating. We'll talk about what pas you're eating at Pesach at the 10th hour. The only thing that's really relevant is matzah shira. Shah series. Beginning of the fourth hour after Chatzos. So 3 hours have passed after Chatzos, you're in the beginning of the fourth hour. A person cannot continue his meal. He has to stop. My parents who are in, boss of a dogim, ubeim, gavna, could have some meat, chicken, meat, fish, eggs. I'm a chamesh as a minim, shem a vushel, my parents, also, the soy. To take a meal of like one of the, from the five grains which you cooked with my parents in a way it's not chometz, so, but you can't eat it, because that fills you up. Yeah. Ayurakis, vegetables, bein chai, bein mevush, whether they're raw, whether they're cooked. Issa shafilu wachom at, kumili elbasim and tafai and alves, if gimel, that an isinus who's affected by his eating, even minimal eating, so over here also it's the same issue. Also isinus to hasim, who afili miyachim, a baker, lo yuchel lechol, belav, and that was a fellow who was so sensitive, even eating in the morning would affect his desire for the at night time. No, he could eat in the morning, it won't affect him. He's not that sensitive. But if he eats in the afternoon, late afternoon, that will affect him. So a lot of us probably go into that category. Should the missed so you as you get older for sure. If it's happening part of the case, or I could put him mirive case, lo soy and bishur. It says, okay, say 1 cup is soy, but a half a cup is not soy. Up to if it's less than roiv kos for sure, it's not soy, and that's mutter. Obviously, they had some level of standardized kos, otherwise, it's a relevant sentence. Less than the majority of the kos is okay. I have a kos which holds 64 ounces, you know, and so less than, so if I drink 31 ounces is mutter? No. Yayin harbe. Is that increases appetite? In harbe b'shei kaisis revias a ruman yeshash of the harbe b'shorim. 2 cups already of revias each is already, or even the majority of the 2 cups is already considered harbe. So garber it increases the flavor. Increases the appetite. Kamalkim dalad or yish to kolkach ashei seveya, but not to the point you feel totally full. That definitely will take away the desire to eat. Become a shikr. Drinking wine, large amounts will make you into a shikr. So obviously that's a different problem. Okay, let's hold.